CFH podcast, where we hope the luck of the Irish is with your college basketball tournament picks. AFH is an all-breed dog rescue group serving the D.C. metro area, and you can find us online at www.aforeverhome.org. I'm David, and my daughter Lauren is not feeling well and will not be able to join us this month, but she will be rested up and ready to go in April. And that's okay, because we have a great interview ready to go with Maribel Taylor Maddox, a founding member of AFH, on being a foster. That's right, we promised we would start our focus on fostering and what it involves this month, and we'll get to the interview in just a minute. First, we have a few things to cover, including our dog of the month, Hattie, and a couple of other announcements. So here we go. First off, if it's March, it's not only the college basketball tournament that we begin to turn our attention to. It is the fifth annual Casino Night fundraiser for AFH. This is our biggest event of the year, and it is a ton of fun. It's going to be on Saturday, May 21st, at the Piedmont Club in Haymarket, Virginia. And if you have not been, you don't want to miss it. It is just all kinds of fun, all the table games you love, a great silent auction. We've got slots, great food, great drinks, and great people. That is maybe the absolute best thing about this event. It's really all the people that care about AFH. You get to you meet everybody that's involved with the organization. You get to tell a lot of stories, learn a lot about everything that happens there. And it's for, again, a great cause. AFH is saving money to buy its own facility, where we can take care of even more dogs. So that is the basis of this fundraiser. It's our biggest event of the year, and it is a lot of fun. So mark your calendars, Saturday, May 21st, from 5 to 11 at the Piedmont Club in Haymarket, Virginia. And all the information is at www.aforeverhome.org. Go to the events tab. You can buy your tickets there if you want to help sponsor the event. All the information's there. We'll see you on Saturday, May 21st. And quickly, just a heads up that there will not be adoption events. The weekly adoption events on Sunday, we will not have them on March 20th and 27th. We will get them going again in April. We're doing that because it's spring break. People are out of town. We will be doing adoptions and contract signings. Again, more information at the website, www.aforeverhome.org, but no weekly adoption events on March 20th and 27th. Okay, that brings us to our dog of the month, who is Hattie, a 9-year-old Australian Shepherd mix, and she is super cute and a super sweet girl who is calm and gentle, loves to be pet and have her belly rubbed. And as it says on the website, just an all-around nice gal who'd make a great companion for any family. And as we've said before on the podcast, we like to highlight here some of the older dogs that AFH has. Nothing against our puppies, but they are pretty easy to adopt in most cases. Some of our older dogs, not always the case, but please do check out Hattie. Look at the available dogs section of the website. On the second page of that section, you'll see her. Again, 9-year-old female spayed Australian Shepherd mix. Please check her out. So without further ado, we're going to move on to our interview again with Maribel Taylor Maddox, founding member of AFH. And it's just going to be a conversation about fostering, what it entails, what the process is. You're thinking about becoming a foster, and just the critical importance of fosters for AFH. So here we go, our interview with Maribel Taylor Maddox. Hello, my name is David from the AFH podcast series, and I'm joined today by Maribel Taylor Maddox, a founding member of A Forever Home Rescue Foundation. And she's going to talk to us about the fosters and the critical role they play for this organization. Maribel, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us a little bit about fosters.
So basically, A Forever Home was founded on the premise that we want our dogs only in foster homes. I've worked with other groups, and they have them in boarding spaces and kennels. And the problem with that is we don't know anything about the dogs. They're always in a cage. So the fantastic thing about having foster homes, it provides a home setting. We get to see, are they house trained? Do they walk well on a leash? Do they like kids? Do they like cats? Do they like other dogs? And the foster homes provide a critical training. They teach them to be house trained and that sort of thing. So it is really critical for us to know our dogs so that we can place them properly.
Yeah, and it's one of the fascinating things that the more I've been involved with the organization to know that literally every week we are contacted with the need to rescue dogs, and it's really truly dependent on our ability to have fosters that can take them.
Right. We have absolutely no facility, so it keeps our costs down, but it also, like I said, provides a wonderful method of finding out what these dogs are really like.
Yeah. So what, if someone is thinking about becoming a foster, what should they anticipate in terms of expenses, that kind of thing?
Well, the best thing is we provide pretty much everything they need. You know, once they agree to take a dog, and of course we don't force any specific dog on any person. We just put out a list and say, you willing to take this dog? At that point, we provide them their crate, if they need a puppy pen, if they need newspapers, we provide all the food. We get donations of treats all the time, so they have treats and toys. Any medical expenses, that's taken care of through our vet. We never, ever send a dog home until they're completely, fully vetted and healthy. And if it takes a year, then it takes a year. If it takes, you know, $500 or $10,000, those dogs are always fully vetted and, you know, as healthy as we can get them.
And from a time commitment, what if you sign up to be a foster, are you signing up for a particular length of time, or how does that work?
So we want you to take them for as long as it takes to get them adopted. But we understand, you know, some dogs take longer. Most of them, a few weeks, maybe a month. But in cases where it's longer, if you have to go on vacation, we'll have another temp foster. Or if it's just, you know, you count it on 2 months and it goes 6 months, we find a different foster. So you're never, ever completely hemmed in.
Right. And in fact, you see that working with the organization, their support all the way along the line. So someone watching is interested in becoming a foster. What's the process?
So the best thing is first to email info@aforeverhome.org, at which point we have Julie Kearns, is one of our longtime fosters and volunteers, who's actually now in the United Kingdom. And she will email all the information you need. They'll fill out a very, you know, it's a very good application. It's not very long, but it gets right at the information we need. And then she'll interview you over Skype, believe it or not. And then she'll provide, you know, an information packet, how to get all your supplies, what's the process, if there's a medical problem. And she covers all that. And finally, there's a home check, just to make sure your house is well set up for the dog, a safe place for them to be. Our home checkers are wonderful. They give you advice on where to put your crates and things to watch out for.
Sure.
But it really, it can be done in usually about a week.
And
so it doesn't take very long.
As we mentioned earlier, we're always in need. We're particularly in need of fosters right now. So any final thoughts on what it takes, or any advice for people thinking about it?
I would say get signed up first. Come see some of our events, so you can see how the process works. You get to see all the fosters, because there's so many fosters that come, and they can tell you exactly what it's like. It's pretty much like owning a dog, but you don't have to worry about the expenses. And there's always help. So if you run into a problem, we have a trainer. We have, you know, people with a lot of experience. They can answer your questions and help you get through the problems.
Yeah, a great way. An event that happens pretty much every Sunday is our weekly adoption event at the Petco in Greenbrier Town Center from 1 to 4. These are tremendously fun events. You get to see dogs. You can certainly talk to fosters if you're thinking about it. And see a little bit about the interview process for people adopting dogs. You get to see a lot right there. So that's fantastic. So anyone, again, if you're interested in becoming a foster, the email is?
info@aforeverhome.org.
Fantastic. Maribel, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And there you have it. Thanks to Maribel again for all that great information. If you'd like to watch that interview on video, please check out our website, www.aforeverhome.org, and our Facebook page. It will be posted there. And don't forget to tune in next month, when we'll have another interview with one of our fosters for, again, some more perspective on what it's like to foster. Again, we always need them. So if you're interested at all, please let us know. We'll get you out on this. Remember, no Adoption Day events on March 20th and 27th. And we hope your brackets stay intact at least through the first weekend. Enjoy the basketball, and we will see you.